To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations. Amen. Today's text is found in the book of Revelation, 22nd chapter, beginning with verse 12, as follows. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who is coming quickly, dear fellow students of the Word, for those of us who grew up in the 1960s and 70s, "here comes the judge" is a phrase that evokes vivid memories. Those were years of conflict, controversy, and confrontation. It was the time of Vietnam and Watergate. There seemed to be a lot of questions back then and not very many answers. People were frustrated. And maybe that's what gave rise to that saying, "here comes the judge." It meant, now we'll finally get some answers. Now we'll get to the bottom of things once and for all. Now those people are going to get what's coming to them. Here comes the judge. There was a popular muscle car, 1969 Pontiac GTO, that was nicknamed the Judge. There was even a humorous song entitled, "Here Comes the Judge." The phrase became kind of an inside joke, a watchword for an era whose questions often went unanswered. Our text for today talks about a judge who is coming as well. Only this is no joke. It's deadly serious. Jesus Christ is coming back to judge every human being. And when the judge arrives, there are going to be some people who are ready and watching for him, and many, many more who are taken completely by surprise. What about you? Are you alert and watching for Jesus' return? Or have you been taking a bit of a spiritual nap recently? Well, the passage I just read to you is a wake-up call, and its message for all mankind is simple. Here comes the judge. Christ is coming back. He's going to be here soon. The last trumpet could sound at any time. It could come 1 minute from now, or an hour from now, tomorrow, or next week. Jesus will appear like lightning flashing from the east to the west, and judgment day at that point will have commenced. In any event, the Bible says it is given to man once to die, and after this, the judgment. That means that at the very most, the interval separating you from the day of judgment is equal to the remainder of your earthly life. And how long will that be? God knows, but it won't be long. All flesh is as grass, Scripture says. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us it is high time for us to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Our Lord puts it more simply still, "I am coming quickly." Here comes the judge. He's coming quickly. Are you ready? Really ready? Ready right now? And what are the criteria by which Christ will judge you and all mankind? Our text reveals that too. "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." Well, that sounds a little strange, especially to our Lutheran ears, doesn't it? Does that mean that good deeds will earn salvation and evil deeds damnation? That's what most people think, but that can't be true. Even if you did a trillion good deeds in your lifetime, it wouldn't earn you a place in heaven, for the Bible says, "By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight." Works are important, but only as an indicator of what lies in your heart. A person could be convicted for a crime and sent to prison because he left his fingerprints at the crime scene. But what is it that sends him to prison? It's the crime he committed, not the fact that he left fingerprints someplace. Good works are the evidence that a person has faith in Christ in his heart. And he goes to heaven, why? Because of faith in Christ in his heart, not because of his good works. They're just the evidence. A person's deeds, his behavior, the kind of life he led, these are all evidence of what was in that person's heart, either faith or unbelief. Here comes the judge. There's only one criterion that determines the verdict for you or anyone else on Judgment Day: faith in Jesus Christ or the lack of it. Do you believe that Jesus led a sinless life for you in order to give you the perfect righteousness you need? Do you believe that Jesus died an innocent death in order to atone for all of your sins and iniquities? Because if you do believe that, and the Bible clearly says that, then you have absolutely nothing to fear from the day of judgment. Mark puts it more simply still: he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. A lot of people see the last half of that passage as frightening. He who does not believe will be condemned. One of my seminary professors pointed out, however, that there's more gospel in the second half of that passage than in the first. For it tells us that there's only one thing that can possibly land a person in hell, and it's not how great their sins are or how many they are or how long they went on. The only thing that can land anyone in hell is not trusting in Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin. As long as you put your confidence in Jesus and His cross, your sins are covered. Your guilt is abolished. Your iniquities have been as removed from you as far away as the east is from the west. If you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, then you already stand acquitted before the judge of heaven and earth. And you will walk through the gates of heaven one day just as certainly as you walked through the doors of this field house a few minutes ago. Our text says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." Do you remember when you were younger how much you looked forward to your birthday? How eagerly you anticipated that special day? How you could hardly wait for it to arrive? Well, that feeling begins to fade a bit, doesn't it, as you move into young adulthood? It's never quite as good as it was. But oh, my Christian friends, there is a day coming that for the believing child of God will be better than 1,000 birthdays rolled into one. Here comes the judge. And yes, for the unbelievers, that will be a day of fear, a day that brings condemnation and despair. But for us who believe, for us who are found hiding safely in the sacred wounds of our Savior Jesus, it will be a day to anticipate and look forward to with eagerness and with joy. As our Lord Himself tells us, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Amen. We conclude with hymn 336, the first and last stanzas.